listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
When you need an attorney, you want a good one. And here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, it talks to us about the best lawyer, the best attorney we could ever have. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, where we read this. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Again, that's 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. Now, notice here in this verse, John writes to us, he says, I write this so that you may not sin. Now, those words might only bring discouragement because we do sin. Now, John wrote this so that we may not sin, and yet still we do. But if we do sin, there is a provision made. Verse 1 tells us that we have an advocate, which really is a defense lawyer or an attorney on our side, Jesus Christ himself. This word for advocate here in verse 1 of 1 John chapter 2 speaks of an attorney, specifically a defense lawyer. One ancient writer used the term to describe the friends of an accused man who voluntarily step in and personally urge the judge to decide in his favor. And here's the truth. We have an advocate. We have him. Jesus is our defender, even when we sin now. God isn't shocked by human behavior. He saw it all well in advance. God's forgiveness is available to us now. It is as if we stand as the accused in the heavenly court before our righteous judge, God the Father. Our advocate, Jesus Christ, stands up to answer the charges against us. This is what he says, Your Honor, he's completely guilty. And in fact, he's even done worse than what he is accused of at this moment. And now my client makes a full and complete confession before you. The judge slams down his gavel and he asks this, What should his sentence be? Our advocate, Jesus Christ, answers like this. He says, His sentence shall be death. He deserves the full wrath of this righteous court. Now, in this imaginary courtroom scene, our accuser, Satan, is having great fun. We're guilty. We admit our guilt. Our punishment is clear. But then our advocate, Jesus Christ, asks to approach the judge's bench. And as he draws close, he says, Father, this one belongs to me. I paid his price. I took the wrath and punishment that he deserves from this court. And then the gavel from the judge pounds again, and the judge cries out, Guilty as charged, penalty satisfied. Now the accuser, Satan himself, he makes a strong protest. He says, Aren't you even going to put him on probation? And the judge shouts, No, the penalty has been completely paid by my son. There's nothing to put him on probation for. Then the judge turns to our advocate and he says, Son, this one belongs to you. I release him into your care. Case closed. Now, a human defense lawyer usually argues for the innocence of his client. But our advocate, Jesus Christ, he admits our guilt. And then he enters his plea on our behalf. He enters it as the one who's made an atoning sacrifice for our sinful guilt. When John says those words, Jesus Christ the righteous, he means that Jesus is fully qualified to serve as our advocate because he is without sin and he is perfect. He has passed heaven's bar exam and he's entirely qualified to represent clients in heaven's court of law. Listen, the next time you feel arrested by the conviction of sin, call your advocate in heaven, plead guilty, and throw yourself on the mercy of the court. Your defense lawyer, Jesus Christ, will defend you today.
Thank Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.